The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Discovering our extraordinary God in the ordinary things of life. Welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer on Relevant Radio.
Okay, let's start with some observations today. By the way, welcome to St. Joseph's Workshop. I love being with you every day. I love to share my joy of the gospel, for the gospel, with you. And I know that you love the message of Jesus too and his good news in your life. So as we get to share it together, I just want to say thanks for tuning in and supporting us here at Relevant Radio. It's good to have you on board as part of our family. By the way, that reminds me, I should say thank you in a special way for your support of our pledge drive last week. We almost attained that figure that we had projected we needed for the next 3 months, just shy of $2.4 million. I think the largest pledge drive in Catholic radio history. And because of you, we got so close to that goal. And so I have no doubt that the Lord's going to make up for that extra little bit. But if you haven't given yet, you can still do that. Go to relevantradio.com and you can give easily online or 877-291-0123. But for those of you and so many of you out there who already gave, just a heartfelt thanks from me and from the whole family here at Relevant Radio. I want to start with confession because, as I was mentioning yesterday, this is the season of confessions. I'm hearing a lot more confessions at this time of year, which I love personally. I love to do that, to see God's mercy working so clearly in people's lives. Some people have this impression, I don't know where it comes from, this impression that it must be a real chore to hear confessions, that it must be real painful and very burdensome for a priest to hear confessions. It's not to say that it's always easy. It can be difficult. Some of our saints inside of our church who have lived or spent hours upon hours in the confessional, I don't know how they did it. Say, St. John Vianney, who would spend 12, 13, 14 hours in the confessional at a time. I mean, to me, that's unreal just because of the physical difficulties of that. But in fact, it's not a burden, at least not from my perspective, because it's such a momentous event and moment in our lives when we go to confession, when we experience God's mercy. And I was thinking about a particular thing last night that I thought I'd share with you, because I guess I get the real privilege of seeing confession from the other side of the screen. Most likely you've experienced confession many times as a penitent, as have I. I'm not embarrassed to say I have had to have recourse innumerable times to the sacrament of confession, and I'm only embarrassed because I'm a poor sinner in the eyes of God, but I'm very grateful for his mercy, and because of that, I will not minimize how much I need his mercy. We've experienced his mercy in that way a lot, but not nearly as many people out there get to experience confession from the perspective of a priest. And I have to tell you, when I started hearing confessions, it was a big shift in how I understood the sacrament and how I understood, because I had maybe some of the same misconceptions that I was just sharing with you about, well, maybe I'm going to do a really bad job here. Maybe I'm going to come out feeling the weight of everybody's sins on my shoulder. And maybe I'm going to really mess up somebody's life if I say the wrong thing in confession. Not to say that I'm perfect when it comes to it, but I started to realize right away that it's far more about God's grace working in your life, and it's much more about God's will being done in that sacrament. So we do the best we can as priests to discern the truth and help discern for the penitent what they need to hear, and an encouraging word from the Lord, sometimes a challenging word, but always a merciful word from the Lord. This is what I want to get to, though, is a particular element that really struck me last night as I was hearing confession after confession after confession. Just blessed to do it, you know. I was there, and I realized this. Let's talk for a moment about what happens when we sin, right? When we sin, we hurt that, well, we hurt ourselves, first of all. I mean, every time we sin, let's just get down to the reality of it. We hurt ourselves. We subvert our actual happiness by choosing something less than what God wants for us and less than what will actually make us joyful and happy. And one of the first effects of sin that we can discern in our lives is we ourselves are hurt. I am hurt by my own sin. And then, of course, other people are hurt by my sin as well. Even as you know, even the most private sin, the sins that I do on my own in when nobody else is watching, affect the body of Christ. Because if I am not living up to what God desires of me, I'm going to be a poorer instrument for others, right? So I'm hurting people, even indirectly. Even if nobody knows about that particular moment of impatience or anger or whatever it might be, it's still hurting the body of Christ. But also, and probably most importantly, is that our relationship with the Lord is damaged, is hurt. Not that he ever abandons you. Not that he will ever run away when we sin against him. Even when we sin very gravely, the Lord will never abandon you and will never abandon me. But we do harm, we do hurt, we offend that love which God wants to pour down upon us. And that's why we need the sacrament of confession to help us heal in that area. But here's another thing that I was thinking about last night about what happens when it comes to sin in our life, is that our perspective is also hurt. Our perspective on reality is changed. That is to say, I start seeing things differently. So when I sin, then my conscience is damaged, which, by the way, is another effect of sin in your life. My conscience is damaged, and therefore the world looks a little bit different. One really concrete example that I can see in the lives of so many people that struggle with, say, impurity, is that when they look upon another person as an object for their pleasure rather than as a human being with rights that shouldn't become just an object of my imagination, well, all of a sudden that hurts my ability to see other people as creatures of God, right? So this is just one of the particular sins where we notice how it affects objectively or my objective perspective on the world. And when I sin, all of a sudden the world is going to look different because my conscience has been affected, my perspective has been diminished, and my ability to recognize God's love and his will has been harmed. And one of the beautiful things about confession is it gives us back that perspective. Not always perfectly, because sometimes it takes a while, right? When we sin very gravely, sometimes it will take some penance, some working through these sins. It will take us some work to root out the effects of these sins in our life. But eventually we start to regain a healthy perspective on the world. We start to see people as people. And we start to see our actions in the context of God's light. And also we start to see them more clearly when they're not in accord with his will. All of this to say, one of the amazing things I was just recognizing and experiencing and wanting to share with you in hearing confessions during this Advent season is that maybe you're looking at your life and you're thinking, well, I don't really think I have much sin. I don't really think I'm doing very much because, well, I haven't had to go to confession for a long time. I haven't had to go to confession for a number of years. I haven't felt that desire, and so therefore I'm doing fine. Well, one of the problems is you might be losing perspective on what's okay and what's not. Because if the only standard I'm holding up to my life is my own life and my own sinfulness and my own brokenness, my standards are going to be lowered every time I sin. Everything's going to start to lower. St. Teresa of Avila, I love this analogy. I share this analogy a lot with people. She talked about growth in the spiritual life in this way. She said, and I'm going to paraphrase a little bit here, but she essentially said this. Imagine your life as a darkened room, and it's nighttime outside, and you walk into this room, and you can't see anything, and you don't realize that, in fact, things are not the way they should be. And before the sun is even up, just the first, you know, light of dawn is there, you start to be able to see just the rough outlines of a room that's totally out of order, and a chair has fallen over and a table's upended, and you start to see the major things that are out of order. And you realize, oh, I just needed that little bit of light. Now I can put things into order. And so you do, and you start getting those big things and you start putting them into order. And then a little bit more light enters in, and you start to realize there are other many little things out there, that the books are not in the right order on the bookshelf, and the dishes are still dirty on the counter that you didn't notice when there wasn't enough light. And so you start to pick up the clutter and you clean up, and then a little more light, and you start to realize it's dusty and you need to sweep and you need to clean up and you need to. And then when the rays of the sun are shining through the window into the room of your spiritual life, when Jesus and his light is shining into your room, you even start to notice the particles in the air. You know, all the dust that you wouldn't have otherwise seen. But when you have the direct light of Christ shining into your life, you realize your imperfections. Well, guess what? It's confession that helps to shine that light more clearly in our lives. It's confession that starts to open the shutters of our spiritual life to recognize and see God's grace there. And it helps us to have a better perspective on life. I love that. I just love it. And I get, that's why it's a privilege to hear confessions, because I get to see a light bulb go on in people's hearts, in their eyes, in their minds as they're in confession and realizing, wow, if only I knew God loved me, if only I had remembered that, I would have been here years ago, Father. If only I had known, it wouldn't be as painful as I anticipated. And that, in fact, I have this amazing experience of God's mercy, I would have come back so much more quickly. And now I'm starting to see all the little imperfections of my life that I just couldn't even see without his grace working there. That's the beauty of confession. And maybe you can think about that a little bit and say, hey, maybe I want that a little bit in my life. Maybe I would like to be able to see more clearly whether my life is in order or not. A little tip from me, go to confession. It's amazing. It's amazing and it's awesome. And it's going to change your life. Coming up after this, some strange conversations that are being had about nativity scenes and even shifting the imagery to, well, stick around. I'll talk about that right after this.